It's 6:49. Dr. Eileen Marty is a member of the World Health Organization Advisory Group on Mass Gatherings. Good morning, Dr. Marty. It's 1 year since we got the first COVID vaccine, and it seems like we all know more and more people who have the virus now. What's going on there in South Florida where you are?
Well, it's gotten really bad again. Well, it's starting to get bad in terms of hospitalizations. And we had, in-person classes canceled today because of the rising number of cases among our students.
Yeah, it's scary. And, of course, all of the sports leagues dealing with this now. I was just looking through this report on the new Israeli study saying that people who had received a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine showed a level of neutralization against the Omicron variant about 100 times higher than those who had received two shots. What do you know about this? Because I know you go through these studies pretty closely. And what does that mean for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, do you think?
Well, first of all, it's a great study. It's well done, virtually no significant limitations in the way that they conducted it. And it's actually what scientifically we would expect. We would expect to have a much better protection even against the variant with another dose because of the way you and I have talked many times about how the different types of memory cells develop. So not really surprising, but wonderful to have a well-done study that confirms what science would predict. The next thing is, you asked specifically about the other vaccines, and invariably, if you do the same studies, science tells you you would see the same types of results. You get a third dose, you're going to have that much more in terms of quality cells that are ready to fight the variant.
The analysis of the numbers from South Africa seem to indicate that the infection rates there are reduced now, and maybe it's waning. Is that what you're hearing?
No, not at all. In fact, what it is that they had a really large wave of Delta recently. And so they have a large percentage of their population that still has good, if not great, immunity from either exposure or, and less so from vaccines in that population, but from exposure for sure. And it still continues to be the case that the vast majority of detected cases in Johannesburg, in Gauteng province, and in South Africa in general are in young individuals. Children coming in for elective procedures, for example, where the child has no obvious symptoms. But I have to say, we see a fair number of young children with no obvious symptoms, and yet if you do chest films on these children, you find that there is damage to their pulmonary tissue, which hopefully will recover over time, but may scar up. And they're just not aware of it or acting any differently because since they're young, they have plenty of room to spare and ability to adapt to a little bit of loss of respiratory capability. So even the asymptomatics have changes that they're not aware of. When we do studies on what we call acute phase proteins, we find that there are abnormalities in acute phase proteins in these people who don't recognize that they have any symptoms. You know, they're not consciously aware of any changes to themselves, but they are having them because this virus is a potent virus. And I think it's really important, you know, there's more and more reports of more different animals getting COVID. There is no evolutionary pressure at all for SARS-CoV-2 to become less dangerous than it is right now. The only thing we can do is build up our own immunity, and that will make a huge difference. If we have people boosted up, then our population in general will stay safe. And that's what we need to do. And think about it this way, Bob. I mean, rabies virus, for example, it's been around for time out of mind. And it's just as fatal today as it was 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. It's a very fatal virus in humans. Why? Because it has many alternative hosts in which it can survive and thrive without us. It doesn't need us in order to survive, and therefore there's no evolutionary pressure for rabies to be any less fatal today than it was 1,000 years ago. And the same, unfortunately, seems to be true for the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It has plenty of alternate hosts, so we can't predict which way it's going to go.
Yeah, when I hear you talk about this, all I can think about is the folks who, for whatever reason, don't want to get the vaccine or the booster. They're hurting the rest of us, and we're going to keep getting these variants unless more people get vaccinated, right?
That's exactly right, Bob. You know, we need people to understand, first of all, that they need to protect themselves. And second of all, that when they protect themselves, they're protecting their loved ones, they're protecting their community, and they are reducing the risk of a worse variant forming.
Mm-hmm. I know it's really early, but what's your prediction on long COVID from Omicron? Do you think that will be a factor there?
Yep, I think we're going to be seeing ultimately the same percentages of people, about half, with long COVID symptoms from having had Omicron. And you know, there's a lot of talk that it's milder. It's really still too early to tell. It really is.
And the outlook for future booster shots, you think it'll be annual? You think it'll be every 6 months?
I'm hoping that we're not going to be needing annual or even every 6 month shots. If we can just get the world vaccinated and get us up to three shots, that's what I think is probably the original should have been number of shots to be fully vaccinated. I don't actually think of this as a superfluous extra shot, but rather the shot that we simply needed to get in order to have enough protection. Now, whether or not we'll end up having to get a fourth or more really depends on how much the virus changes. And that's why you're hearing, folks from Pfizer looking into changing their formulation to adapt to the 15 amino acids that have changed on the spike. Is it necessary? But then you compare that fear with the real live study done that you mentioned earlier, showing that a third dose of the original one already gives you incredible levels of protection against Omicron, and you start to understand that it might not be necessary to have annual or even semi-annual.
Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. I'll let you go now because it would be very embarrassing if the teacher is late for class. So our thanks, and we'll talk to you next week, Dr. Marty. Have a good one.